by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You're going to love our site. If you haven't been there yet, you can just Google things. All the questions you send me, you email me, there's a lot of answers on our site with incredible blogs to help you have a better life. Find me on all social media. It's at Sex with Emily across the board. Are you not following us? I don't understand.
My guest here tonight is Allie Hayes.
Hello.
Hi, Allie. She is a porn star.
Yes.
Okay, she was 22 years old when she made her first porn debut. So how did you get involved? I know you've been asked this 8,000 times. People always want to know, like, how does it happen? They're like, oh, her father abused her. Like, you sound like you have a great relationship with your dad.
Yeah.
So, you know, you seem like a very well-adjusted, smart human being. Not that all porn stars. I'm talking to people who have those.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
No, there's a stereotype in any direction in any career. We embrace them and move on. No, I actually got started in the business because of my love for women, crazy enough.
So you're bisexual.
Yeah. So once I became bisexual, I was a lesbian first, and then I became bisexual in my younger years.
Okay.
And
how young?
18.
Wow. Okay. How did you feel it earlier?
I mean, I did my thing with guys and hung out with them, but I was just so much one of the guys that I was just like, why am I doing this? This is boring.
And like, guys must have always like loved you.
Well, peepees are boring. They were boring to me. I'm like, this isn't fun. I mean... You know, I think my body's more fun than theirs, so
exactly.
Why don't I just find somebody to let me play with the body?
Right.
So
how'd you find that at 18?
I mean, I did it younger, before 18.
Okay.
I was with girls before 18.
Like
by the time
high school?
I was 18
okay.
is when I ended up getting married to a preacher when I was 18. And
was he down with the bisexual thing?
He was my best friend since 7th grade, and he didn't know. So
okay.
It was like my life took a crazy turn.
Oh,
I was kind of did this thing when I was younger and I was experimenting and living on my own. And then for whatever reason, I was raised really religious. So by 18, I felt very convicted about the way I felt and how I felt sexually and what I was doing with myself. So then I got married and did what I thought was the right thing.
Right.
Quotations here.
Right.
Big bunny ears.
Big quotations.
Yeah. So at 18, I was like, I'm doing everything wrong. Ended up getting married.
Good for you for, like, being able to buck, like, because so many people are caught up in their religious background, like, their family.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to get out of that, but that you were strong enough to.
Yeah, it took me about 2 years. I did the religious thing, hid who I was, didn't tell my ex-husband anything about that.
Were you hooking up with chicks on the side, kind of?
I was flirting with them because
okay.
I was very dedicated to my relationship because I was like, I'm going to
right.
do this. I'm going to
do
this totally right.
Conflicted, right.
Yeah. And then so 2 years after that, we had some issues and we split up. And from there, a year later, I was actually hanging out with some of my old friends, getting back into some of my old habits. And I was finding it very hard to bring a woman home, crazy enough. Men, I know how you feel.
Right.
I would hit on them in bars, and they would, like, you know how chicks make
right.
out in bars because
yeah.
they're like, oh, I want to get that guy's attention.
Right, exactly.
So they know.
2 a.m.
And I'm like, and then I'd, you know, say, hey, you want to come home with me? And I would freak them out, and they'd be like, ew, are you serious?
Because you
like,
were at straight bars,
yeah.
maybe, or girls who were more.
Well, I worked at a bar.
Okay. Ooh,
so,
there you go.
I was a bartender and a cocktail waitress, and so I
okay.
would just. You know, play the part or whatever.
Right.
And I would, you know, hit on the women
right.
that I was like, ah, she could maybe be the one that I can hook up with. And it just never worked. So I started dating somebody at that time also. But I was like, look, I'm still going to keep trying
good
to have sex
for
with
you
women.
For being so open and saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
you
like,
really like, yeah,
I was just like, I'm going to do this. If you're not OK with it, then maybe we don't need to be dating.
OK.
It ended up working out. And through that and through a couple friends, they were like, look, you have always been open sexually and you're totally chill with your body. So why don't you just like do girl porn or something? Like, why do you keep trying? And I was
right.
like, oh, porn? I'm like, I don't know. I never even watched porn
right.
when I was younger. It was never even something that I knew anything about it.
Right.
So I was kind of like, oh, well, why not? I did a little research on it, went and did some research on some agents, did my first gig, and I loved it. And I was just doing it for myself.
Right.
You know, just to get my own rocks off. It's not like I had a job. I was
right.
going to college. I wasn't even thinking about
right.
it being a career. So,
and you were like starlet of the year. Like you hit, you was like your natural thing.
Yeah. Then a couple months later, they offered for me to do some boy girl work. And I was like, oh, I never really thought about doing anything more with this, but sure, heck, why not? And I kind of just dove in head first. And like
no
you said, just,
right.
yeah, I know, right?
There's so many puns in this business.
There
yeah.
are so many puns. Yeah, I just went for it. So that's, wow. and you know, it'll be 5 years in June. So almost 5 years later, this is where I'm at. And
wow.
I'm loving it and wouldn't want it any other way.
That's
an amazing career.
That is amazing. I mean, so that's congratulations to all
Thanks.
Your success. And you're a businesswoman. You've got a great
yeah.
site going and you're like doing all the right things.
Yeah, I got my website, my Twitter, which is also just AllieHayes.com or Twitter/AllieHayes.
Okay.
So it's just AllieHayze. You can
okay.
find me on there.
Got
I
it.
Do the same thing you do. Questions, emails, all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, you answer
I,
questions and
mm-hmm.
all that. That's great.
Yeah.
People, we actually have some callers coming in. We're going to get to those, like I said, in a second. But I also want to know, so when you started, so you're in a relationship right now. So do you guys bring other women into the relationship? Or do you kind of do that on your own?
We haven't just yet. It's not an issue. But you know what's so funny? I feel like when you really find somebody that you love, even though those are your tendencies and those are things that you like to do, a lot of those things fade away. Like, I'm not objective to it.
Right.
But I am having so much fun with my partner that it's like there's no reason for
right,
it. I
right.
mean, we've had our
but
couple
you're also,
crazy
during
times.
During the day, maybe you're having your day job. I mean, you're having sex with women. But
yeah.
But are you turned on during those scenes, even though you're in love with someone? Like, it's still hot doing those scenes?
Yeah, sex is different. Sex is different for me. That's what I'm saying. It's two different types of sex. It's
right.
so hard to explain because, yeah, I swear I was born with a penis in my brain for some reason. I don't have one on my body,
right.
but I definitely think like a dude.
Right.
Realistically. So I definitely have. I just actually was talking about a new movie that I'm about to start doing, and I was like, telling the director that, you know, my current whatever, you know, my current what we call, I hope I can say this. I'm
yeah.
sure it's a podcast.
Yeah.
What I call clit boner.
Right.
My current clit boner is for certain girls. And
okay.
she was just cracking up. And I'm like, no,
I
need to bang these
boner.
Girls.
Can
I'm
we
like,
tweet
these
that?
Girls are my, yeah.
Someone tweet that clit boner. That's
yeah.
amazing. For these, so you get to cast the girls and stuff that you're
Yeah,
to?
Yeah. I get to pick. I'm so, at a point in my career where I definitely just get to choose
right. you
my
don't want
movies
some girl
and
walking
things
in
like that.
For. So are you actually like, I mean, when you're having these scenes with them or you're having orgasms, like, do you ever have to fake an orgasm for a scene when you're like, it's just not going to happen?
Sometimes. So I've had my moments where sometimes I do. I definitely always enjoy myself. But always when you're working with a new partner, sometimes if they don't catch the signals
right.
during sex and they happen to be a little too far to the left or a little too far
right.
to the right.
And you can't
I mean,
say that in the middle of the porn, right? Or can you?
I mean, you can. You can do whatever you want. You're
right.
more. You're more than welcome to. But even then, sometimes it takes more than
right.
one shot. Because I've worked with girls, sometimes the first time I work with them, it doesn't happen. And then the second time, they remember and they're right,
right
on it right at the right time.
See, this
and
is
it's
where
great.
I wish men were more like women. They don't remember oftentimes.
No, they don't. Because I do have a lot of male partners that I work with. And I do things that I remember from before. And they're like, how did you? And I'm like, we've
last
worked
time.
Together before.
Right.
I knew what worked last time.
Is
so I know what
think
works now.
That men are so focused on.
They get distracted.
What? Yeah.
I think they get distracted. You know how they say you're cum drunk?
Yeah.
I think as soon as a penis gets hard, they're immediately cum drunk.
Right.
Women
not,
get
they,
cum
they
drunk
even
after
think,
the fact.
Right. It's like having like yeah, like you black out. Like that's almost like a
yeah,
like,
they get so excited. It's like
yeah.
it's like a puppy dog
straight.
When you go to the dog biscuit.
Right.
They just don't know what to do. My
right.
dogs are like all over the place. They'll run in things. They'll roll on their back.
Right.
They just get so
and
crazy.
He's like, I don't
even
remember what
on.
You wanted or whatever.
Yeah.
I know I want to please you. That's really important. But wow, this feels so good.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
I know. No offense to men. I mean,
no, we
I
love
I,
men.
It's great.
Totally
it's,
love men. But
yeah.
this is a show. We try to help men. And we try, that's what we're gonna do. I'm actually gonna be asking Allie a lot of really good. She's got like some experience, and I love hearing from. You know, since you have been so sexual and I want to hear, like, I'm going to be asking you about some of your, you know, top tips for sex, pleasing women, pleasing men. We're going to get into so much good stuff. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. You've got so many calls coming in. I think we should take one. Let's talk to Matt in Canada because he's been holding for a while. Hey, Matt, you're on the Sex with Emily show. You got a question for Allie? Matt's in Canada.
Hi.
Hey, Allie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
What should I say? I'm good, don't you know? Right? Isn't that what it is?
Hey,
Bobby's
A?
World?
Yeah.
You're good, eh?
Yeah.
How you doing,
A? So what question do you got for me, Matt?
I was just wondering, what's the hottest scene that you've ever filmed, like, with a boy in it?
Currently, I would have to say it changes through the years as I learn to learn about my own sexuality through porn and who I am and what I like and don't like or what I want to experience or new things I want to play in. I would have to say currently one of my favorite scenes would be found in an Evil Angel video directed by Dana Vespoli, and it's called Fluids. And I'm just recently getting into a little bit more rougher sex, kind of, you know, not knowing what's going on. There's a lot of waterboarding in it. I love water play. Waterboarding is actually a military thing that they use to torture people to get information out of them.
So more like BDSM?
Yeah, okay. A little more BDSM. Basically, you get a sheet or something put over your head and they pour a bucket of water over you. So as you're trying to breathe, you're also breathing, like, you know, you're getting in water. So it's very... when you eliminate one sense, all the other senses heighten.
Right.
And when you learn to control yourself and calm down and trust your partner, a lot of crazy things happen.
Right.
Wonderful, beautiful things that you wouldn't imagine come out of such an extreme experience. So for me, I would have to say that that's probably currently one of
the... So you get really
turned
on by that then.
Yeah.
It's like scary, but then it's like the same. It's exhilaration, but then you get...
I get excited with the fact that I could trust somebody so much with my own body that they
and even
that they
somebody
know.
You're doing a scene with, like, you trust them because it's like
So currently, Matt, that would probably be the one that I would say to check out. And then obviously most all of my favorite scenes, because I choose them and direct them and am there, you know, totally in it, and it's what I want to do, are always found on AllieHayes.com because that's kind of like my own ideas.
I know you. Have so
I put
many
my
things.
Dreams on there, basically
that
what
would
I dream
place,
about.
Right, you do.
Yeah.
So
anything
direct,
I have weird dreams
so
about,
direct
I put them
all
on.
Those.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hot videos. Like, I was late coming here tonight because I was watching her videos. I was like, oh, wait, I got to go meet her in person. So, Matt, did you sign up for a site yet? You should go do that now.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks
awesome.
For calling. Okay, bye, Matt.
Matt.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Okay, when you just said, though, you said you're learning about your own sexuality through porn. I'm wondering what you've learned. You're probably always learning, like we all are.
Mm-hmm.
I always say to people, like, sex should be expansive. If you're in a relationship right now that you feel like, we're not learning the same way, he comes that way, she comes that, she, keep expanding it. You should never stop learning. So what do you think you've learned lately or how you've...
Wow, that your body makes the most hilarious noises when you're really doing it right. That's what I have to say.
I
feel like if you're not laughing about, you know, body sweat farts or, you know... vaginal
queefs,
farts, whatever happens, hilarious. I'll always acknowledge the funny things because if you heard it, she heard it, or vice versa.
Right.
If you hear it, he heard
women
it.
Women get so like, oh my God, he's not going to like me. It's gonna, no, like hopefully you're with a dude. And you know what? If that person you're with doesn't like you anymore because of that, you don't want to be with them. But
yeah,
most
exactly.
Most times it's a turn on. fun if you can get into it and not think about it too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it goes both ways. Either you're having too much fun because it's drunken sex, or you're having serious sex and nobody talks about it.
Exactly.
You know, it goes
People
both ways.
People don't talk about sex.
I know.
That's what my show has been all about. I've done 2,000 podcasts, and it's all about, all comes down to talking to your partner, or even at first learning your own body so you can communicate to your partner about what the hell you need in bed to feel good, because it sucks. Why shouldn't we all be having like amazing sex all the time?
Yeah. I mean, actually, something that I've learned about myself too is that I love to masturbate after I have sex, even no matter how good the sex is.
Wow.
I don't know. And luckily, I have found a partner that doesn't find that offensive. Some men would be very, very offended by
that.
And
I have an orgasm during sex.
Yeah. Even if I've had an orgasm during, or I've had multiple, it doesn't, it's just something that I now enjoy like doing for myself, because I'm so turned on by the experience I just had. I'm so horny still that
you
I just want
dude.
To think
it.
About that.
Except
and
for you don't
going.
Fall over and roll asleep. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Exactly.
And you can have multiple orgasms.
And I can have multiples.
So
yeah.
Do you have orgasms easily? Like, do you need toys or extra things, or do you usually just come...
No, I mean, I'm pretty much like a, I've mastered the skill because of what I do for a living. And sometimes it is very hard for a new partner to figure it out real quick in a 45-minute video.
Right.
I have mastered the skill of pinning a man down and saying, sit still, all I need is about a minute, and I can figure it out and make myself come
very
quickly.
Oh my God, so is it more like with a penis inside you?
Yeah, well, it's a penis inside me and grinding my clit on the right area. You know, obviously, if somebody's bone structure is a little bit different.
Right.
That's really what I think girls forget that they have to find is, I mean, I think if you're clitorally stimulated, you can find that anytime you have a penis inside you and you're on top. You know, it's just a matter of some men, I understand, are bigger boned or a different way. But if any man were to project his pelvis up in an upward direction,
like
at you, you'll find
inside, or put a pillow underneath. Right. Mm-hmm. So just, is it you like grinding in circles, or are you just moving up and down?
It's just kind of all over the place.
Right.
I'm a real big like eye contact person. I'm really intimate. Like I said, right now I'm really into spit. So I'm like, not like spitting on people, but like making out really slobbery stuff.
During sex. I love that. It's so hot and connective and intimate.
Yeah. I love hot, sweaty. It doesn't gross me out.
Right.
It's very like, it lets me know that my partner is into it as much as I
am.
Or they're really exerting energy. Like if we both come out, like we just came in looking the same, like our makeup's still on, we didn't do it right.
Exactly. Sex is like messy, and you should always be great.
It's supposed to be a painting. Your bodies are supposed to become a painting.
Exactly.
I say sex is art, and together you should create a painting together.
You're so right. I love that. So also like learning your own sexuality, were there different ways? Like, do you think when you started doing porn, like were you only able to orgasm one way, and now you've learned like there's other ways that you can orgasm, or other ways you experience other parts of your maybe other erogenous zones you discovered?
I never knew I could orgasm during sex, period. And I didn't know that there was different kinds of ways to come, that there's different, you know, different ways to experience that. That's definitely something that I've learned in the porn business, because there would be
times. So what were the different ways that you learned? How could you explain them?
I wish I could.
Right,
that's
all different.
Crazy. Like, I know clitoral, I can definitely identify when that's happening. But sometimes when I'm having sex, also a man's penis will just, I guess it's hitting my G-spot in a sense. I guess that's the theory. And then coming from that feels so much different. Then I feel like it's like an overwhelming surge through my whole body where it like just shocks me so much that I can't move. I'm dead. I'm done.
Right.
Versus clitoral, it's stimulated just to that area where I just like feel it in my pelvic region.
Right.
And it feels great. And then when it's done, I'm ready to do it again.
Right. Do you feel like you sometimes have to have a clitoral orgasm first before you have the G-spot orgasm?
No.
Okay, you can have
either. I can do it.
I hate you. You're so lucky.
I can do it on either form.
I
know, right?
That's amazing. She's multi-orgasmic. That's hot that you masturbate after too. I love that. Let's take another call because it's just they're coming in. Okay, let's talk to Adrian in Tempe, Arizona.
Ooh,
Adrian. Or Jonathan in Las Vegas.
Adrian.
Okay, Adrian. Hi, Adrian. You're on the Sex with Emily show.
Hi.
How are you doing? Great. Do some questions for Allie. A question for Allie.
Oh, yeah. First of all, can I say Allie, you're my favorite porn star.
Oh, thank you.
You're freaking gorgeous. And from this interview, I can tell that you're, like, really down to earth, so that's cool, too.
Oh, thanks.
So my question is, what's, like, a funny, awkward high school story that you have? Because I just got out of high school, like, months ago, so.
Oh, well, congratulations, by the way.
Good thing you graduated.
Thanks.
Yeah, crazy funny high school story. Oh my gosh.
Whatever.
I, you know, I don't even have any weird stories. I got through high school pretty easy. I can't even think, I mean, I can't even think of anything crazy
you
happening
were like a good
to
kid?
Me. Yeah, I was pretty much a good kid. I did my thing. I mean, I ditched school now and then. Redlands, California.
Okay.
I grew up around here. Wow, worst thing that's ever happened to me.
How about the awkward sex story?
I wasn't even really having sex in high school because I was into women. So I didn't even, I mean, I gave a couple blowjobs, but that was about it. I mean, I didn't even ever go past that. I mean, the only thing I could ever think of is like drunk and throwing up in front of everybody.
But we all did that, right, Adrian?
I'm like, I'm sorry, Adrian. I was such a normal kid. I'm the worst to ask these questions. I wish I could say I had some, like, I peed my pants in geometry class. I don't have anything weird.
I was a good kid too, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I ate too many. I never even farted in class.
Right.
So I don't even have good stories like that.
Lame. I'm kidding.
I know,
thanks,
right?
Adrian.
It was cool to talk to you guys, though.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Talk to you soon. Awesome. Yeah, I was a pretty good kid, too. And then people were like, I think my friends from high school are like, you're doing what? Because, like, I kind of was. I prudish or whatever. Like, not prude, but, like, I didn't do a lot. I was, like, a good... And then I was such a tomboy
that it wasn't like I was never in those situations where I had those girly embarrassing moments or things like that.
Because it didn't bother you. Because you're very confident into yourself. I mean,
I was just doing my own thing. And then, you know what I mean? It was hard for me because I was pretending to be, because I was a cheerleader. So I was pretending to do the guy thing. And then also,
you were probably
on the side.
Everyone probably loved you then because you were like the girl's girl and the guy's girl.
Yeah, I was kind of all over the place, definitely.
And you still are.
Yeah.
The girl's girl and the guy's girl. That's
really,
kind of your thing.
I really am. My mom still gets mad at me because I don't know how to cross my legs.
Are they cool with your career?
It took them a while, to be honest with you, only because of the stereotype of the business. And let's not be wrong, in any entertainment business, I think mostly in the entertainment business, which unfortunately we've seen some people die from lately. There are, you know, the curse of getting involved in drugs or alcohol or, you know, if you have an addictive personality, sometimes it can be very, very hard and tough.
Right.
So, you know, they were more concerned along those lines of me putting myself at the forefront of those
they're
things.
Afraid of your, like, what kind of, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever experience that stuff or?
No, I actually, to be honest with you, I, it's so crazy. I mean, my name is Allie Hayes for a reason. Let's not
right.
be wrong about that. I never deny that. But I have never dabbled in anything else. It just doesn't pique my interest. I've
That's
never
great.
Been really crazy about it or anything like that. I mean, I love who I am and I'm very happy with where
you
I'm
seem
at
like super,
and what I do.
Super confident and great. You seem like.
Yeah.
I want to hang. Like, I think we're going to be BFF.
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah. Let's do it. I love wine and Uno. That's my thing. Wine and Uno
I
night.
I love Uno.
See?
Uno's
wine
an
and
amazing
Uno
game.
Night. And, like,
I don't
Jenga
play enough games.
And, like, I know.
All
that's
I do
the
is
good
work.
Stuff.
Okay. We're going to do that. Okay. I have a question for you. Well, we actually kind of covered this, though. So, because I was going to say to you, one of the top questions I asked is, I did ask you, have you already reached orgasm? But what advice would you give for women who aren't having orgasms during sex? Or what advice would you have for their partners?
Orgasms, when women that are having orgasms during sex, I would have to say that you need to find a dark room and play with yourself.
Right.
'Cause until you understand, you know, what you have going on there, you don't know where to put what where, and you can't tell somebody how to do it either. And if you're just so frustrated and you feel like you can't find those things, I mean, then bring toys in.
And toys.
You know,
do you
vibrators
use toys?
And you know, the first thing that I ever masturbated with was a Mach 3 vibrating razor.
Oh, really? That
crazy.
Sounds. What if you hurt yourself?
No, you take the razor head off. Those
oh.
things, you know, the
oh,
razor
the
heads.
Right,
yeah.
right. Like people use toothbrushes and stuff.
Exactly. Had no clue.
How old were you?
I was with my ex-husband.
Okay.
So I think it was probably either 18 or 19 at the time. And sex just didn't seem right to me. It just didn't make sense.
So
whatever
you didn't
was going
have orgasms
on,
with the first husband.
I never, ever remember it.
Wow.
Don't even, can't even say
so
that I did.
So was it after you broke up with him and you started porn or in between there you started exploring your own sexuality and masturbating on your own?
I would have to say right after I started porn. A little bit before that, only because I knew that I was going. I mean, I was being hired to play with myself, and I was very confused. And because I'd never watched porn, I didn't even know how to quote-unquote fake being a porn star. And I wasn't doing porn to be a porn star. So I was very
That's
confused.
How it works for you, because you're so authentic and you're yourself. And they always say the reason why people are successful in this business, any business, entertainment, talk, whatever you do, it's when you're authentic to yourself and you seem like you're very, like, self self-aware and you know yourself and you are yourself. Like the fact, it's great that you weren't like trying to watch porn and become like, I was in a reality show last year. I haven't been on television 20 years. Like I'd never seen a reality show on the station that I was on. I was on a Bravo show. Uh-huh. And I was like, then the director's like, you should watch. I'm like, I don't even care. I'm just being myself. You know, it was totally fine.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Right, I totally get it.
It's so hard to pretend to be people.
Right.
It's like, exactly. It just blows my mind. And it also breaks my heart for the people that do that.
I know.
It's got to be exhausting. Talk
because
about never sleeping.
Because people aren't confident. Exactly. Because I always say to people, if you're trying to be someone else, you're never going to be as good at being them as you are being yourself. They're always going to be the best them. And you're going to be the best you, so you might as well work on becoming the best you.
Yeah, and I feel like people forget that they probably got that opportunity because for that one moment they let their guard down,
right.
And that's why they're there.
Exactly.
So, you know, you always have to remember that you are where you are because of who you are,
exactly.
Not because of who you create.
Exactly. So be yourself, people. This is all good messages. Okay, we got another call. He's been waiting for a while. So let's talk to Jonathan in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Doing.
Hey, Jonathan. How you doing?
We're doing all right. How you guys doing?
We're great.
Good.
Thanks
how
for calling
you?
Sex with Emily.
I'm doing all right. Hey, I just want to know what's like the wildest thing you ever did in the studio.
Wildest thing I've ever
done? Girl or guy. More so with a girl, because I like girl on girl action.
Girl on girl action. Craziest thing. You know, I think the best part about if you do or don't know a lot about me, I have done a lot of, you know, porn parodies, and I'm known for a lot of my couples porn and all this stuff. So there's a lot of craziness still to come from me in the years to come. You know, I'm definitely going to be around in the business for at least another 5 years, and I have a lot more to show of my wild side. So unfortunately, Jonathan, currently, I don't think I have any really crazy stories. I mean, I've done some cool spit videos. Like I said, I'm into all that. But I haven't. The craziest thing that I would think I would ever done would be what you wanted to talk about was winning Most Outrageous Sex Scene.
Yeah,
which
I wanted to get into what that was. What
was
the most outrageous? I'm dying to ask you that all night. Why? What was the most outrageous sex scene that you won for?
That was a girl, girl, girl video. So right up Jonathan's alley.
Okay, Jonathan, here we go.
And it was in Belladonna's Fetish Fanatics Enema Boot Camp. It was an Enema Boot Camp thing. Mm-hmm. So it was two women, Amy Brooke and Adriana Nicole, who are like anal queens, and they are amazing at it. They love it. And I still don't do anal.
You don't do anal scenes?
No.
You don't
not
like
yet.
Anal sex? Or you just...
I just don't do it yet.
Okay, got it. Something to wait for, Jonathan. Stay tuned, everyone.
I'm tuned, yeah.
Good. It's got to wait for something.
It's definitely coming. Coming soon, for sure. But in that, it was basically little old me getting enemas squirted on me and... You know, and then like sticking fist toys in their butts. And I was just, in the video, I was just so in awe. Like, I feel like I looked like a scared little child.
So they were giving you enemas.
No. The girls were getting enemas and squirting them out of their butt onto me.
Oh my God. How did you feel about that though?
I was like, fine with it.
Like their...
No. It was all clean.
They were all
everybody's clean,
clean
butts.
Everybody's
clean
right,
butts.
Right. Okay.
I mean,
but was it
good
how
porn
were you turned on
butts.
By it or was it just.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that a woman is confident in herself to feel sexy
right.
And do that, you know, and still orgasm and feel great about herself. Like, this is what I'm doing. It's very hot. It's, you know, an empowered woman is very sexy. No matter
what
they're
want,
doing.
A confident woman. Right, Jonathan? Don't you think that's the sexiest thing? A woman who knows what she wants and asks for it.
Yeah. And, you know, Jonathan and anybody that's out there listening, any of these videos that I'm mentioning, please find me on Twitter. You can just tweet me. Yeah. Go ahead and tweet at me and I can send you a signed copy of that. You can purchase that straight from me from my Twitter. Something else I'm going to be launching soon is going to be shopallyhaze.com. It's also going to be called Playhouse Allie Hayes. It's going to be a giant store where you can purchase anything you would like.
Oh, that's so
shoes,
cool.
Clothing from a movie, toys you want me to play with. And then also there'll be a link to get the custom videos
from
there
too. Oh, that's
awesome.
Too. That's all on alliehaze.com.
That'll be a new site.
Oh my
gosh,
she's
on
like 16 sites.
Yeah.
She's a little entrepreneur. Okay.
Which will be announced. Everything will be linked to either my Twitter, which is just /AllieHaze, AllieHaze.
Okay.
Or you can also find on my site, which is AllieHaze.com.
Okay, hey guys, Jonathan. Yeah?
Let me save you some grief. You should find out what Jonathan's Twitter handle is so that you don't have a ton of people claiming to be Jonathan. And so you have to send out that free stuff. You know
wait, what?
Oh, no, it's not free. He's got to purchase
it. He's got to buy it.
Okay, I thought you said you were going to send it out.
No. Okay, thanks, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
All right,
you rock. Have a good day. Mm-hmm. Okay, good night, whatever the hell it is. Okay, yeah. So I want to know, so you've also recently started directing porn, right?
I'm about to. That is something that I'm just getting my feet wet in it, and I'm very, very excited. And what I'm going to do is try and work with new girls or girls that aren't being shot a whole bunch due to the new market and kind of work with them and put a new series out based on that. And I want it to be a little bit more reality-based, so I'm going to definitely talk to the girls, and if they know a hot guy or they want to ask me some of my favorite guys to work with or girls to work with, I want the experience to be definitely what they want to do.
Right. Because that's the hottest thing. You don't want to, like, force them into any scenes.
No, and sometimes when you first get started in the business, people don't know you. You don't know people.
You might even know yourself.
Kinda like,
right.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, okay, you know, you just, if the guy's hot, you're working with him and things like that. So I'd like to give those people those opportunities that they know they do good scenes with, or they want to have another chance with this person.
That's so cool.
Kind of put those together. So
I'm
get some
so
real
proud
raw
of you.
Moments.
So you're going to start doing that? Like, you're starting to do that now?
Next month. Yeah.
Oh,
next
God,
month I'm
going
to start. Yeah. I'm going to start shooting, hoping to release in June. So got my fingers crossed with all that. You'll be able to find that hopefully.
That's awesome.
Also
there needs
on
to be more porn. I mean, there is a lot of porn now directed by women than there were years ago.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a different perspective, because a lot of times porn is like made for men, but women want porn. Want to watch porn too.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
That men can't do it, but just I think it's great to get the female perspective. So good for you.
Thanks.
And I have a question for you. So you do a lot of girl on girl scenes. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're bisexual.
Yeah.
So what is your advice for bi curious girls who want to hook up with other girls, but they're not quite sure what to do?
I used to say, you know, if you're talking with your girlfriends, you definitely feel open with one of them to communicate that with. But there's also issues in that, too. So
they might judge you.
Yeah, I deter from saying find your best friend and tell her to just do it with you.
I feel like whenever I've had my experiences with women, it's never like with my friends. Like, it's always like not.
Yeah,
my
it's always.
They're my best friends. Like, I don't feel sexual towards them, but.
Yeah, I would say somebody
talk
that's
to
necessarily,
about it.
Yeah, talk to them about it maybe, but I would say necessarily somebody that's more of an acquaintance that you know of. Maybe that one friend that you just, you know, call up when you want to go have a glass of wine and get a little loopy
right.
And be a goofball with. That may be the best one. Definitely somebody, obviously, you know a little bit.
Right.
I mean, if you're really that open, there's a lot of groups and different
like
things
groups?
Like
do
that.
Do you have any good websites?
I don't have any good websites.
Right.
Because
I don't have
anyone. I know. That's such the bummer. I wish
know.
I did. I should definitely do more research into that.
Right. I have given some sites out. There's like some swinger sites and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Just look around. It's the internet. Like, you can find people in your neighborhood. Also, there's like a lot of
different
sex toy
shops. It's not as taboo as you think is,
right.
what I should say. Like, if you're feeling reserved about it, it's really not. I mean, and obviously start with kissing, start with touching.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't, it doesn't mean you got to, you know what I mean, shove
right.
your fist in somebody.
Exactly.
It's
not yet.
Yeah.
Not for the first date.
I know, right?
Okay, so but speaking of fisting, no. But let's go to oral sex on women. So what would you say is one of your top tips, or just a few of your really good tips for performing oral sex on a woman that you think maybe people don't know, or that like that you kind of know is like a sure thing, even though all women are different?
Yeah,
or
all
your favorite tips? Yeah.
All women are different, but I feel like I read an article, which most of the times statistics are very off the wall, but I did read something that 75% of women are, you know, stimulated clitorally.
Right. No,
so
they,
always
right.
start there.
Right.
I would, and my suggestion would be always start there. And always start slow, because it's such a sensitive area. It's like if, you know, it's like if I bit the head of a guy's penis.
Right. How would you guys feel about that?
Exactly. It's
I'm slowly kissing your stomach.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, your penis comes out and I took a friggin' bite.
Yeah. Or you just suck too hard,
right.
or
guys,
you touch the head too much.
I always say go 5 times slower than you think you should.
Yeah.
To men.
Exactly. You know, take a breath. I mean, keeping the area warm too is like breathing and like. Being moist is definitely the number one
right.
thing. You
lots
know what I mean?
Saliva.
Yeah. And then work your way through the motions. You know, there's twisting the tongue, there's sucking, there's up and down, right to left. You know, there's all different things that you can do. I would always say start with your mouth first. Don't incorporate your mouth and your hands too much. Sometimes
right.
it can be overwhelming.
It can be at the beginning.
Yeah, especially if you don't
warm
know the woman.
Up.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a warm her up kind of thing.
Right, exactly. So what about fingers? Do you find like most women like that, or they don't, or it's a different kind of thing?
I feel like...
I know it's different with everyone. But
it is different with everyone, but I feel like hygiene is such a thing that's in right now.
Right.
You know, we go through phases in society of what's cool, what's not. And I feel like hygiene is such an in thing right now.
As far as what? What do you mean?
I feel like women are very aware that also men too, that people are dirty, hands are dirty. So a hands thing is not
really
in. I know,
I'm always
like
if we
go
to dinner, I'm like, guys, wash your hands. Like, if
you know, it's like if you didn't just see him or hear him go to the bathroom and wash his hands. Women are very aware of that lately compared to what it used to be.
It's, I think you're absolutely right. But speaking of like, oh, I was thinking of like hygiene, but then also like grooming. So what about, like, what do you think about the bush? Like, I heard some rumors that like people are like not big bushy zony bushes, but like people are starting to grow hair again down women.
I have a bush and I did 1 year in the business without it. And the constant sex definitely made her very uncomfortable. It made her very uncomfortable
really?
Down
her
there.
Your vagina?
She like did not.
So how much of a bush?
Though?
But you don't have like you still trim around, like it's trimmed bush or is it like a landing
it's
strip?
It's trimmed around my lips and it doesn't grow down. It stops right at the hood. And but it's more than a, I mean you could land a couple planes on it.
Okay.
It's pretty thick. I have a beauty mark down there that matches the one on my face.
Yeah, you have a pretty little beauty mark.
Yeah, so they're opposites.
Okay.
So I expose that beauty mark. Otherwise, I would definitely have a full triangle. I'm really into the bush. I love to play with it. I love to tug on it. As a joke, I grew it out one time and corn-rode it.
Right.
It was
I love
a lot
it.
Of fun.
I just feel like the bush is going to come back. I swear to God, not crazy all over the bush, but I just feel like
condition it, treat it like your head.
Exactly. Bring it back. So what is your advice for stimulating a girl's G-spot with your finger?
G-spot with
toy.
The finger
Maybe
is very
toy
strange.
Like.
Women have to understand that you're not going to pee. A lot of women feel like they're going
to
pee
That's
when their G-spot
stimulated.
That's
usually when you're about to orgasm a lot, too.
Yeah, which also sometimes can be confused for squirting. I'm bipolar. I'm bipolar on that on the squirting thing. Sometimes I'm okay with it. Sometimes I think it's right. Sometimes I don't.
Sometimes
think
you think
it
you're
is.
Squirting, or sometimes you think you're not.
No,
or?
Not necessarily me. Anybody. I don't. I've had a couple episodes where I've squirted where it hasn't really been squirt. It's just been excessive ejaculation. So
right.
I know that is the technical term for squirting.
Right.
But I have never squirted like a 10-foot stream in somebody's face.
Right.
I have been quote unquote squirted on, which I knew wasn't squirt because everything smells like what it's supposed to smell like. So that wasn't okay.
Right.
But I would have to say like, let somebody push you enough.
And don't stop them when it feels starts. I mean, it might feel uncomfortable, but
it does feel
uncomfortable.
That's my thing with squirting is a lot of men are very into the fact that they can make a woman squirt, especially some men into the business. And I am sometimes like, that's not fun for me.
Right.
Let's not keep
good.
Doing
like,
that.
Stop, right.
Yeah, right when you get there, let's
but there
just stop.
Are people want, there are some great, if you want to explore the G-spot, because I always say if your partner like wants, you want to explore the G-spot, there's also, you can use your fingers. That's a great
it's
way to start.
Definitely the
there's
hook.
Great toys.
The hook is the thing.
The hook,
there's not,
right.
there's not
like
much more
hither,
that you could describe.
The two fingers, come for the other, but also there's some great sex toys. If you go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes, you can check out, there's like, just look for G-spot. Look at my page there, but also there's some like amazing, amazing G-spot vibrators. And you can see, like, I also love the Enjoy. Do you ever use dildos? Like Enjoy or like the ones, it's a steel.
I have like the Lilos and the, you know,
Lilo's
I have.
Really good too.
I have all those things. I like fancy toys like that have a lot of gadgets and gizmos and things to push and a lot of, you know, things that do amazing things. I sometimes can't find all the reason to use them because I'm so focused on myself. So those are the kind of toys
so
I like
orgasms.
To give my, yeah. And those are the kind of toys I like to give my, I like to give my partners and say, play with this with me.
Right.
Like do
That's
something.
That's what I do. Right.
Cause you get to, they get to, then there's something for them to play with. Not only does your partner love watching you, but sometimes they get a little bored, like, okay, in and out, in and out. When is this going to be done?
Exactly.
And if
the
they have buttons to push.
Well, there's so many remote control cool vibrators right now.
They have buttons to push. Then they love to play with you with toys. And that's a new sexual experience.
Exactly.
And it's kind of like a video game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And guys, you love your, is there any toys that you love now? Like anything new that you've gotten that you think
I mean,
is
the
awesome?
Hitachi is my go-to all the time.
Right.
Everybody loves that. It's a quick, easy, simple thing. And it's just so overwhelming sometimes.
Exactly.
But I do like my Lilo.
Which one?
I have the...
Is it a clitoral one or is it...
It's both.
Okay.
It's both. And it's the black one. I forget what it's called.
Oh, I know. I think I know.
Yeah. And it's got the tiniest little...
I've had it
for a couple of years now.
I think I know. I want to give the name of it now because I love Lilo toys and I love Jeju. I always talk about that.
Yeah.
Have you used any of their toys?
Yes, I have.
The Mimi I love, the Fifi.
Yep. Luckily, I've been to a lot of toy conventions, so I've got to get
to
try a lot of these
ILS
things for free. Yes, yeah.
I go every year.
Yeah, I've got to try a lot of these things for free.
Yeah. My entire, everyone's heard me say this on my show. I have an entire garage filled with sex toys, literally.
I just went through them today.
I actually just got an office today and I said to him, there's not enough room. Like, I need storage. Like, because I want to get the toys out of my garage. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I need more storage. But I do get to try everything. So, wait, here's all the pictures. Is it this one?
I'd
the smart. Okay, come over here. Is it the smart wand rechargeable? Wait, which one? Is it any of these?
Oh, no. It's this, but it has the clitoral thing on. Oh, it's this.
Yeah, oh, that's an awesome
one.
Okay.
Black one. Yeah.
So everyone check this one. It's on the sexwithemily.com/goodvibes. It's SORAYA, the rechargeable waterproof vibrator. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's cool. It kind of looks like a rabbit. It's
yeah,
got the things sticking
out. Exactly. It's kind of like
love
the same
thing.
I just like that they're waterproof and things like that because I do a lot of stuff in the shower, in the bathtub.
Exactly.
I mean, that's...
It's so
spend
great.
Most of my time
I think
there.
They all should be waterproof. And they're rechargeable, which I love right now. And again, it's sexlemmy.com. Sexlemmy.com/goodvibes. And there's some special Valentine's Day discounts. If you haven't bought a present yet, you can go there and do that as well. After you buy the Emily and Tony candle. So, okay, what about oral sex on men? Do you have any great blowjob tips that we all need to know?
Oh, my gosh. That is my... I am very well known for my oral skills.
Have
that
you won
is something,
awards for that yet?
No,
they
unfortunately
give out best
not.
Blowjob of the year, do they?
They do. They do.
Oh,
they
good.
Give out best oral sex scene
okay,
and things like that. I have yet to win that one yet.
Okay,
it's very,
next,
very
let's
unfortunate.
Nominate her.
I know, right?
So
I would love it.
What are your tips for that?
Actually, there's going to be nominations coming up for a convention that I'm going to. If you'd like to meet me in your local
come,
to
one?
Atlantic City, it's Exotica.
Okay.
You're local
I've
to Atlantic City. We are going to be there April 11th through 13th. So you can come and meet me and many other stars at
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
They also are going to start a voting thing for that. Speaking of voting for something
yeah,
for best oral.
Vote.
So you can find that. Yes, it's a fan vote only. They do best oral,
that's
best female performer,
be.
All that kinds of stuff. So please,
okay.
I would love the extra
okay,
promo
Atlanta,
for that.
Go. Okay, Atlanta. Yeah. Wait, is it on your website, the information?
It's going to be on my Twitter.
On
I will
Twitter.
Post. Yeah, I will post all that.
I know. It's
called the Fannies. The Fanny Awards.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your
but
tips?
My tips
queen.
Are always like, it's another thing to start off slow. It's always a good thing to start off slow. I love to use my hands and my mouth at the same time. It keeps anything from getting tired too fast.
Right, because sometimes we get tired.
Yeah, sometimes we do get tired, and sometimes it does take a long time, and sometimes it goes too fast. But I do feel like when the penis is completely overwhelmed, like all at once, and you're doing a whole bunch of things at once, it freaks out and just goes
right.
into overdrive, basically.
Right.
Kind of like the fembots.
Exactly.
They kinda just freak out and blow up. And that's the whole point. So,
but you got to keep mixing up, too. Like, you twist
yeah,
his hands.
Yeah, never do the same thing for too long. I say give everything about 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds in your head seems like a short time, but it's very long when you're doing something like that. It's a very long time, especially if you were to count it in your head. You'll be like, holy crap, I could have done a whole bunch of more
right.
things
exactly.
during this.
So, and lots of lube. And what about deep throating?
I'm a spit girl, and
okay,
I'm very deep throating is something that I do. I actually also do live shows. You can find me sometimes at your local strip club.
Wow.
It's called Feature Dancing.
Feature
Dancing.
Okay.
Yeah, a club will hire an adult star to come out for a weekend.
Fun.
If that's something you'd like me to do, go ahead and let your local club know, or let me know what club you have local
wow.
that hires features. And in my show, I take about a 10, 12-inch double-sided dong and shove the whole thing down my mouth.
Wow.
So
I bet crowds go wild.
It's pretty insane. It's pretty
that's
intense.
Amazing.
But that's definitely a relaxing thing. Women ask me all the time, and I wish there was some crazy thing I could tell you, but it's you got to be comfortable. You got to be comfortable with who you're with, and you got to be comfortable
it.
With yourself, and
be enthusiastic,
yeah, and you have to be into it.
Yeah,
definitely.
So as long as you keep it wet, you use your hands, and you seem like you're into it. And
yeah.
you use enough pressure. And also, if you're not sure if you're doing it right, because I know there's a lot of younger women working for me. You're like, I don't know what to do. It's like, ask, you know, it's practice, but also ask the guy. Or like, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell if you're...
And you can feel where it's at in your mouth.
Right.
A lot of men get scared about the deep throat thing because... And just so you know, women, you just may not be constructed. Your jaw just may be... If you have a narrow jaw, you won't be able to deep throat
right.
a
and
lot of
fine.
Things because it'll scrape your teeth and it feels... I mean, the
no
men
No teeth
don't,
is always the number one thing.
Yeah.
Jaw, so, okay.
Yeah. But that's sometimes women don't understand that they can't help it and they think they're doing something wrong, but we're all designed a different
right.
way. So sometimes it's not you and there's nothing that you can do about it.
Exactly. Like, it's not like your guy sitting there going, oh, the last girl did this. If you could make up your own blowjob routine,
exactly.
I'm sure I'd be very happy.
Yeah,
so there's no
exactly.
right ways, but
never
we love
forget the
tips.
Balls. That's also I was gonna say, you never
tell
forget
me about the
balls.
What are your ball
I
tricks?
Have a ball fetish. I am obsessed with balls. I love them in my face. I love to touch them. I think it's the most amazing thing.
That's
I'm very, very into into it.
Really?
Yes, very, very
so,
into it.
Do you find that
like,
most guys are?
Like, could be comfortable watching TV with a pair of balls in my hands.
Oh, my God,
like,
I love that.
So excited.
Do you know what
it.
I have to give you? Oh, God, I got to send it to you. So another product, you saw my massage candles, but I have the most amazing thing that it's called Down Under Comfort. And it's a, you know, a lot of men use talcum powder. Like, they're not that fresh down there. I'm like, a lot of guys are like, oh, I really wish you could give me a blowjob. And they think they're fresh, but like, a lot of times you're like, oh, well, you should, like, hygiene.
Yeah.
So it's basically deodorant for your balls.
Mm.
But because talcum powder is carcinogenic, or even guys use that, gets crusty and all over the place.
Yeah.
Or they just don't, they think they're fresh and they're not. They're like, I showered this morning. So it's like a deodorant for your balls. It's a cream to a powder formula. That it's like a light citrus fresh scent.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just use it in the morning like your deodorant. And it's like, then you know that you're fresh and dry all day if you sweat.
Wow,
and like
look
anytime
at you,
you go down there.
That's an amazing product.
I wish I still had it in my car. I'm going to send it to you. But that's also on my site, Down Under Comfort. And again, starting tonight, right now when you hear this actually, coupon code 4play20, emilyandtony.com. You get 20% off, which we've never ordered, and a free mystery gift and free shipping for orders over 50. This discount will be valid through Valentine's Day, so order now. And also I want to say is that I'm going to be in New York Valentine's Day week, and we're actually going to some of the Ricky stores if you live in New York, and I'm going to be doing some store appearances. So follow me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, and I will be letting you know where I'm at because I don't know exactly, but it's going to be like 2 hours, 3 days a week, and we're going to be like showing the products and meeting a lot of customers, and that'll be really fun. Valentine's Day. So also my other question for you is, well, I have 8 million. Oh, we should take this call. He's been waiting for 33 minutes. Oh my God. let's talk
trooper.
To Marcel from Texas ASAP. Hey, Marcel, thanks for holding. You really want to talk to Allie, don't you?
Yeah.
You are such a trooper. Thank you, my
dear.
Hey,
Marcel, what's going on, baby?
Well, I'm great. How are you?
Great. Allie's dying to talk to you. So am I. What's your question?
Yeah. What do you got to say?
Well, the question for you is, do you have like any advice for like a guy that's trying to ask a girl out for like the first time?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing where you just need to be yourself. You know, whatever your thing may be to calm down right before you talk to her, whether it's, you know, take a shot, have a cigarette, you know, whatever.
Be confident.
I mean, yeah, smoke a bowl.
Right.
I mean, all those things tend to calm people down in
right.
some way. If you're really nervous, I would say use one of those things to kind of calm you down. You can never be too honest.
Right.
The truth is the best. I'm such an honest person. I don't know any other way. So definitely, I would say be honest to a T, but
right.
don't smother.
Don't smother.
Smothering
the woman.
Can be scary.
Right.
So enough information to let her know how you feel without letting your heart bleed.
Right. And if you just meet a woman, here's the thing. The guys think they have to like have pickup lines. It's got to be the right thing.
No.
I got to comment. No. Be yourself. So you know what you do, Marcel? Next time you see a hot chick, like let's say you're like standing in line to get coffee, right? I would use an example. I need a better example. Like let's say you're standing. I don't know. What do you do for a living, Marcel? A student?
Well, right now, I'm in college, but I work at a movie theater right now.
Okay, cool.
Ah.
So do you take tickets or do you popcorn, whatever?
Well, I work...
Projection?
Yeah, I do tickets.
Okay, tickets. So let's say there's a cute girl that comes up, right? So a lot of guys do, they freeze. Like, oh my God, she said I can't talk to her. Maybe she's with a guy. Just be like, you could just say something funny. Like, think, like you notice something around you. Like, man, you just got the last ticket for this. Are you excited? Do you know about this film? It's like my favorite film I've seen here. Like, you just kind of just observe something and you ask a question about something that's going on in the situation. So you can just say, you look excited to see this film, or guess what I heard about this film, or just something like that. She's there to see it. Ask her a question. It doesn't have to be a pickup line. Just be friendly, be flirty, be yourself. Think of like you're talking to a guy even, you know, like just make conversation. And you know what, Marcel? It gets so much easier. So if you just start practicing, like start with the girl that you're not attracted to. Like start with the grandma that comes in and be like, are you excited for the movie? And I'm not kidding you, Marcel. It's like everything in life. Because a lot of guys your age, all ages actually, I've met all ages, they're like so nervous. But it's like everything in life, it's practice makes perfect.
Don't forget to breathe.
Don't forget to breathe. And just the more you start practice talking to women and just having conversations like it was a dude or you're hanging out with your best buddies, the more confident you'll be around women and you won't have that, what do I say? What do I do? She's really cute. Oh my God. She thinks I'm staring at her. You just start talking like you just like, I'm just going to have a conversation. Like, and it helps you in life too. It'll help you in jobs. It'll help you be like that guy at the party that wants to talk to you. It'll help you be great in interviews. Just to learn to talk to people and make conversation about what is going on in the moment. So you observe something in the moment about what's going around you. Like if she walked in, you wouldn't be like, you know, you could be like, how was your day? She'll be like, great. Give me my ticket. But if you're like, oh, you're seeing this movie. Man, this has been the most popular movie. You're lucky. It was sold out last weekend. I mean, anything. You know what I mean, Marcel?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it's not related to, you know, how technically how you feel. So you don't get distracted and you don't get scared because you're starting a conversation.
Right. It's just a conversation.
About anything.
And then you practice and then you get more comfortable. And it will give you more confidence because you'll start to see that. And honestly, maybe the first time when it'll be like, whatever, dude, give me my ticket. You know, it doesn't matter or whatever. And that'll still happen because asking women out is all about rejection.
Yeah,
but you got to keep trying, Marcel.
Believe me, I know. I've had my share of rejection by
right.
women.
We all
I feel your pain.
Yes. So good luck, Marcel. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night. It is so true. So many men. I mean, do you get hit on all the time wherever you go?
I've been told I give this aura about me like I'm going to eat somebody. So apparently my dude energy comes out sometimes. I really won't
she
eat
still
you.
Don't look like a dude, right? She's not going to eat you. Well, she might.
Yeah.
But not in the moment. Like the first time she meets you, she's not going to eat you.
No, but I've had my fair share. Things like that where people hit on me and it's definitely interesting. And most of the time, like you said, they just try too hard.
Yeah, they try too hard. Hey, baby, what? Because the guy, I always think about this. Like when I first started doing this show and I started giving advice, I was like, I think about like my boyfriends I've had or people I've been with. I'm like, well, why was it? Like there's a million guys out there, people hit on me. And it's usually because they struck up a conversation and I found them interesting. Like our brain is the largest sex organ. And they were quoting some like thing from Proust or something. Or it was like, they just were like funny and they got my attention.
Yeah.
And it was something different. It wasn't like, hey, babe, you look really hot tonight. Or like, where are you from? What do you do? Like that was so boring.
Mm-hmm.
But just observe. And it's not like a genius thing. It's just having conversation. So that's a good thing.
Hey, can I pile on?
Yeah. Oh,
a little trick
on,
that
baby.
I ended up teaching myself right before I got married was I would I shouldn't say that. It was 10 years before I got married.
Okay.
But like if I was like having like dinner with a girl or something, I'd go to the bathroom. And then when I was coming back to the table, I'd pretend that she was a dude in my head.
Oh,
and
right.
If she was a dude and she was saying these things, would I still want to hang out with her? And a lot of the time it was like really annoying. It was like, oh God, if she was like one of my guy friends, this would be like the most annoying dude ever.
Really?
So like, yeah.
That's kind of a good way to look at it. Like, I always tell my friends.
It makes them way less intimidating,
it's
too,
true.
If they're hot.
Think of it. Because most people are comfortable around their friends. Another thing I think about for women, like advice for women, like if you're dating a guy, and let's say things aren't going so well or he's not treating you well, like I feel like I have these conversations with people all the time. They're like, yeah, but he didn't call me back and he said he would, or he's out drinking and he was texting this other girl, or he said he kept broke plans with me 3 times in a row. I always say, how would you feel if one of your girlfriends treated you like that? Would you be mad at her? Would she still be your friend? Because they're trying to figure out, is he a good guy or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you probably wouldn't put up with someone, a girlfriend treating you like that.
Yeah, so why would you do any different?
Why would you do it with a guy? I mean, it's kind of a similar thing. Like,
yeah,
you should
it
not,
is very similar.
Yeah, we all get tripped in our head. Like, the opposite sex, we got to be so different. Like, just be yourself.
Well, you want your partner
yourself.
To be your best friend.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
if they're not,
that you
want to
sleep with.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
you're totally right. Allie, I love your perspective. You're so, like,
thanks.
You have so many, like, you're so, like, bright and you're so, like, insightful and great to talk to.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. So tell everyone what's coming up, where they can find you. What you can do.
Go to AllieHayes.com or Streamate and you can find my account.
Okay.
Like I said, if you're an AllieHayes.com member, you can find me there live and in the flesh.
I wanted to be a member.
Yeah.
You
can definitely check that out. So, and then AllieHayes.com is my website. You can always find me on Twitter. Ask me any questions you'd like.
And also all this information about Allie will be on my website, sexwithemily.com. So I love you all. And thanks, Allie, for being here.
Yes. Thanks for having me. Love
and
you guys too.
Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.